Get ready for an encouraging moment of inspiration with Dr. Ty Dixon, brought to you by the Soul Winners Connection. Your life will never be the same.
Hello, my radio listeners. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and every so often I like to take a pulse for the cause. And I guess you say, Dr. Ty, what cause is it? I'm talking about the cause of empowerment, the cause of making sure that you are a well-rounded individual. You know, God is concerned about all of us. And he's concerned about every part of us. Once we get saved and we say, hey, look, I've dedicated my life to Jesus. Well, you're still living on planet Earth and you still have to pay those utility bills and you still have to work with your family and you still have to go into the marketplace, somebody talk to me. So this part of the segment is called Living It Out. I want to give you some practical examples of how to live it out. That being said, I have someone in the studio today that has been living it out for years and years and years. Dave Moorfield, welcome to Living It Out. You are an awesome example.
Oh, thank you very much, Dr. Ty, for the opportunity to be here to share with you and the listeners on the broadcast.
Yes, and Dave Moorfield is the owner of DAK Resources, and he's been pounding the ground for a long time. So, Dave, in a nutshell, if someone was to ask you, who is David Moorfield, what would you tell them?
I tell them that David Moorfield is a humble servant for the Christian family who has had an interesting background growing up here in Atlantic Beach, Florida. I grew up here since 69, was in the scouting program, attended Neptune Beach Baptist Church, gave my life to Christ when I was a young made Eagle Scout, Silver Palm.
Awesome.
1979, helped save three out of four people drowning out at Mayport Naval Station, so local town hero. After that, rode a bicycle 35 miles a day for 3.5 years to go to college.
35 miles.
And joined the Marine Corps when I ran out of money as enlisted. Spent 25.5 years in the Marine Corps and retired as a major in the Marine Corps.
A retired major out of the Marine Corps. Oh, man. Now, this next question I have, I know it's a very interesting question, but I know that you have the insight, both a military background and also in just living life out. If you had the opportunity to speak to a dying man, what would you tell a dying man?
I tell the dying man, first I will ask him, if it's a total stranger, I will ask him, you're about to meet our Heavenly Father, are you ready to go? Because if you're not ready to go, the amount of time that I have here may be short or may be long, but just remember, the brain lives for 5 minutes after the final breath, and you got a choice to make. Make the correct one, because I like to see you here, because we just met for a short period of time. But I share with you my personal experience. So I thought I knew my biological father when I was growing up, but I never did. For the first time, I met my biological father back in October of last year for the first time in 62 years.
Wow.
Thanks to Ancestry.com, I was able to track him down, and I went to go pay him a visit.
You paid your biological father, whom you have not seen in 62 years, a visit. Very interesting. How was that?
It was, at first he denied he was my biological father. But I told him that's incorrect, because if I did Ancestry.com, I found my two biological sisters. They're in the vehicle with me, but they're your daughters. So I said the only time that you'll probably see each other are at funerals, but I hope that's just not the case here.
Wow.
And I told him, I'm not seeking anything from you. I said I'm a successful business owner. I served in the military, and I said, I just want to see where this is going to take us.
You know, that is a very important type of thing to reveal to the listening audience. And I want you to capture this. You know, sometimes when people are struggling, they look at successful business people, say, oh, they don't have struggles. That's why they're successful. Bad things don't come their way. They get all the breaks, and I get, I'm always the one at the back of the bus or knocked off the train tracks. But that's not the case. We all do life in planet Earth. So just remember, everything comes with a struggle. Even when we're born, right? Childbirth just going, boom, you're here, and now you're 6 feet four and you're successful. No, everything in life comes with a struggle. That being said, what would you tell an aspiring business owner? What principles would you give them?
One of the principal benefits that I would give them is Galatians 6:9. Always do good, stay the course, so you're able to reap your rewards when you get through the endurance of your miracle that's in the making.
Yes.
This next thing I would say is never quit. Third thing I would share with them is this: follow your passion. Whatever your passion is, that's the passion that the Lord gave you birth rights to. That's your birthmark that He needs you to accomplish while here on earth.
Yes, follow what God has put on the inside of you, because connected to what God has put on the inside, He's already laid the path out.
Right, because He gave you the faith to be able to carry through the challenges that you're fixing to face, no matter what comes your way.
Wow. So what you're saying is, once we have the dream or the passion to do something, God also gives us the faith for it. And some of the things that we can endure, someone else may look at it and say, no, I could never go through that. Mm-hmm. But that purpose and that faith is running side by side.
Right. And always remember, we as humans have a tendency to quit. We quit on our spiritual beliefs. We quit on our some of our goals and objectives.
Mm-hmm.
But guess who's always standing right there? Our Father.
The Father is right there,
with His arms open wide, saying, come on inside.
And He says, don't quit. Have you ever been tempted to quit?
Very, very much so. Even with this business, there's two times. In 2009, I was standing in my living room. I had a white towel in my hand, and my Heavenly Father knew that if I threw that towel in the center of the living room, I was finished. I was going to go look for something else to do. I was going to go get a real job. And I was told, stay the course.
Stay the course.
And then the second time when I went to Him was in 2010, He says, give me until tomorrow. And when He did that, we had a contract that came in, and in a prayer time, I said, I was giving thanks to our Father. He says, hey, you may quit on me, but I will never quit on you.
Oh, that is so powerful. That's
why, in every since then, Dr. Ty, I stayed the course. It's like right now with this challenge that we got. Uh-huh. I told my team, I said, I have a piece of understanding this will come to fruition. We will see it through, and He will bring it through for us.
Wow, the faith in God, standing on faith. And let's talk a little bit more about your business, DAK Resources. We have people all over the United States that is looking for jobs. You know, we have the economic shifts, and some people were downsized. Some people never even got in the door. Tell us about DAK Resources and how they can get in touch with you.
If people want to reach out to us and get in touch to us, we have our website, www.dakresources.com. They can send me an email. It's real easy. I made it quote-unquote marine proof, so it's david@dakresources.com. And also, DAK Resources is a service-disabled veteran-owned small business that's primary mission is to put veterans and their families to work first, but everybody else second. So our workup of our company right now is 80% are veterans, or disabled veterans, 10% are significant others or dependents of veterans, and the other 10% are private sectors. Right now, we are nationwide, both in the private sector side and also in the government side, on the federal government side. We've been awarded a huge opportunity to staff all 1,299 hospitals throughout the world to include the territorial waters of the United States for the Department of Veterans Affairs hospitals.
Wow. And what positions are you currently looking for?
Right now, we're looking for all skill sets. And the reason for that is because if you look at a hospital, it's not just medical staff, technicians, pharmacy, psychological, and that type, but they need bookkeepers, they need HRs, they need administration personnel, they need janitorial services, they need landscaping, they need facility maintenance, construction, and everything like that. So all skill sets.
That's awesome. And you know, I could hear somebody say, well, you know, it sounds like a great opportunity, but you know, I don't really think I'm maybe on that level yet. But Dave, what about the people that may apply that they may not meet that skill set that you're looking for, but is there any type of coaching or suggestions that you or someone on your staff would take that extra step with that person?
Well, we will always go the distance with for our candidates, helping them either preparing themselves for the interview processing, also looking at other skill sets that they may be not thinking that they're qualified for. It's just like prior to coming here, there's a candidate, he's got an associate's degree, and he's trying to figure, he's been a home caregiver for his grandmother, and now he's looking for a job to go to. We sent him to the site to look at. He couldn't find anything, and I said, you're not looking at the right locations. What I'm actually asking you to look at is what can you bring to the table to support this company or this organization and moving forward? What do you bring? And yes, then looking further deep within themselves, so it's a win-win for everybody across the board.
Exactly. And just keep in mind, those who just tuned in, just keep in mind, God is concerned about you. He's concerned about every part of you. And there are people on this earth, in your communities, reaching out to your communities who say, hey, look, I want to help you. Let us help you walk through the process. Don't get angry, don't get frustrated, and definitely don't give up on yourself. God is on your side, and you will never fall and not have God pick you up. Have you ever, Dave, have you ever been in one of those hard places where you fell and you felt the master's hand picking you up?
Yes, very much so. With the riding on a bicycle 35 miles a day, get pushed off the side of the road, and now you gotta get back up and get going. What do you do?
That's right. Riding on the bicycle 35 miles a day, was that one way?
Round trip
just to get to school. But look where you are now. Mm-hmm. You're in a place where you are making a difference. You're showing other people on how to live it out. So what I need you to do, everyone that's living, that's listening, I want you to remember, we have to live our faith out, and you are never alone. God bless you, and I'll be looking for you next week.
Been listening to A Moment of Inspiration with Dr. Ty Dixon. For more information about how you can become involved with this powerful vehicle of love, visit the website soulwinnersconnection.org. Your prayers and financial support are very appreciated. Together, we can make a difference.